ladies, are you doing? Any problems? Can you solve them? Welcome back. Good morning, ladies. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Church Babes Convo. And I remain your host, Oluremi Ajayi. Thank you very much for making it a date with me this morning. Or whether you're not listening in the morning, whatsoever time that you're listening to it, whether in the afternoon or in the night, I greet you. So, this morning, we are just going to delve right into what we have. And we'll be talking basically about mindset limitation. I'll be talking about some of the self-limiting beliefs that has gained ground in many of our hearts. Now, if you are an ardent listener of the show, of the podcast rather, you would know that over the month, we've been talking about what to look out for in the opposite sex. I've been talking about, you know, checking for values, checking for personality, checking for spirituality and all that stuff. So I just thought that we can actually flip the script for a moment on ourselves this morning. We need to put the spotlight on ourselves this morning, because we cannot be expecting the best of the other person. We cannot be expecting the best of the opposite sex while our own mindset and our personality is faulty. Because when the Lord eventually brings that person, you begin to doubt that, no, this is too good to be true. Because your mindset is faulty, because you are not confident in your own self. So when the Lord eventually answers your prayer, it will be as if you are dreaming. And if you are not careful with it, you may eventually, you know, use your own hand to just pour the whole thing away. Now, that was why I said that we are just going to put the spotlight on ourselves this morning and have some heart-to-heart talk with ourselves. And I have brought the topic mindset limitation with the subtopic self-limiting beliefs that we have in our hearts. Now, I like to start with the definition of what mindset is. Mindset is simply a collection of the dominants in your life. What do I mean by that? What do I mean by the fact that our mindset is simply a collection of the dominants in our lives? Mindset is a collection of your thoughts, of your imaginations, of your reasoning, and those are the dominant that I am referring to. Your thoughts, your feelings, your imagination, your reasoning. They make up your mindset. Those things, they make up your mindset. Now, it is common today for people to speak as if they are not responsible for their own thoughts. It is common for everybody to talk as if we are not responsible for our own feelings and our own actions. We are disempowering ourselves from making real change by denying our responsibility over our minds. Our thoughts are responsibility. We need to get that straight, first of all, that our thoughts, whatever goes on in your mind, whatever you allow to pass through your mind, is your responsibility. And while we cannot stop every thought, we know that we cannot actually stop every thought that comes across or that arises in our hearts. We also can only be held responsible and accountable for what we allow to engage our minds. It's the truth that we cannot actually control whatever thought goes on in our minds, but in the same vein, we are also responsible and accountable for what we allow to engage in our minds. Now, the mind has some components that is responsible for whatsoever thoughts or feelings or emotions that you express. And I'm going to just quickly mention them in passing this morning. I mean, the components of the mind. I need to help us to understand this before I now start to give us examples. When I start to give examples, you'll be able to relate to them that, oh, actually, I usually think about it. Oh, actually, this kind of thought has been on my mind. It has been predominant on my mind for some time now. So that is why I'm trying to help us to gain understanding of what the mind is and the components of the mind, so that we can actually know how to renew our minds in days to come. Now, components of the mind. The mind comprises of the intellect, and the intellect is like the library. It stores all the emotions, all the thoughts, it stores all the feelings. And also, the mind comprises of the imagination. And the imagination is like the eye. Yes, it plays the roles of the eye. It helps you to see through situations. It helps you to see through circumstances. We also have the memory. The memory is like the flash drive. You know what role the flash drive plays on the PC? That's exactly what the memory does to the mind. We also have the emotions. The emotions is the voice. Is the voice. That is why the way we express emotions is actually different. So people's emotions are so calm, even in the face of trials and temptations. They are not, you know, they are not so overwhelmed. Even if they're overwhelmed, they are not showing it. They have a grip of their emotions. While on the other hand, when you see some people, you know, any little thing triggers their emotions and they begin to, you know, jump here and there. So emotion is the voice of the mind. And the last on that list is reason. That's judge. The way you see situations, your judgment about them, that is the voice of reasoning. So those are the components of the mind: the intellect, the imagination, the memory, the emotions, and the reason. Now we can possess our own minds and also manage our thought life and choose what we allow to play on the screens of our minds. You know, I mentioned it the other time that we are accountable. We are going to be held responsible for whatsoever thoughts that we allow to arise in our mind. And that is why the Holy Book said that, as a man thinks in his heart, so is it. That alone has actually helped us to, you know, finished this discussion, that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So you can possess your own mind, you can manage your thought life, you can choose what you will allow to play on the screens of your mind. You can choose what you allow to play on the screens of your minds. Now, what you feed your mindset with becomes your thoughts. I need us to understand that whatever you feed your mind with, those are the things that will become your thoughts. And that is why some people have very strong mindsets. That is mindsets, consciously or unconsciously, they are becoming strongholds. And they are becoming a stronghold that is what they live their life on. That is what their life is based on. So you hear them say that, oh, that is who I am. That is how it is in our family. Even my mom does that. Even my dad does that. Those are strongholds. When your mindset begins to graduate, it graduates into a stronghold. And when you get to that point, it may be really, really hard to let go. It may be really, really hard to let go. So we need to take charge of whatsoever we feed our mindset with. So, I want to ask this morning, that what are those limiting and defeating thoughts that you find yourself returning to repeatedly when you're alone? What are those limiting and defeating thoughts that you find yourself returning to repeatedly, especially during the day when you are left alone? What thoughts do you allow to arise in your mind? When you are left alone to your thoughts, what patterns of thinking do you find your mind, you know, drifting towards? When you are left alone, what pattern of thinking do you find your mind drifting towards? Do you keep your life full of activity with little time to be alone because you are afraid of your own thoughts or your own feelings or your own fears? You know, so you bury yourself in activities. You bury yourself in things that do not even matter, so that you have little or no time to give expression to your thoughts. So these are signs. If this is who you are, if you are always like this, these are the signs that in some way you have to regain control of your thought life. Just like we have our spiritual life, just like you have our physical life, there's something called a thought life too. So if you find yourself burying yourself in your activities, that you barely have time for yourself because you're afraid that, oh, this thought will start creeping up again. there are signs that in some way you have to regain control of your thought life. So I'm going to talk about some of these self-limiting beliefs that we as Christians, especially, that we entertain in our lives every day. Some of these self-limiting beliefs that Christians entertain every day. The most important thing for us to know about these self-limiting beliefs is that they are lies. Yes, when I start to give examples and I start to give us words that we counter them, we know that they are lies. And if you are not filled with joy, if you are not filled with the joy of the Holy Ghost, if you are not filled with peace and hope, you are likely to buy into this lie. And this lie is likely to come from your mind. If you are not filled with joy, I'm not talking about the joy that the world has to give. I'm not talking about the peace. There is no peace in this world if we want to look at it critically. There's no peace. I'm talking about the joy that Jesus Christ gives. That inner joy that bursts out from your mind. If you do not have that joy, if you do not have that peace, if you are not hopeful, if your trust is not on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are likely to buy into a lie. I know somebody is already saying that, what has Jesus got to do with this again? Remy, I started with this and this. You know, from the beginning of this podcast, I told us that all discussions, they will be centered on biblical truth and principles. And that is exactly what I am doing this morning. Now, the good news is that same mind that you that puts out those self-limiting beliefs, that same mind also has the power to change these beliefs. Isn't that amazing? God has just created it that way. That mind that you're using to conceive those self-limiting beliefs, it is still that mind that has the power to change those beliefs to what God will actually have you believe. So, I'm going to begin to mention some of these self-limiting beliefs and the truth. Yes, and the truth that you can use to destroy them each time that they come creeping into your heart. Now, number one of those self-limiting beliefs is that many people tell themselves, I don't care what others think about me. I don't give a damn about what anybody thinks of me. But the truth is, everyone cares to some extent. Yes. We care about the kind of image that we portray for people to see. We care about people's opinion about us, whether we want to embrace that or not. It is the simple truth that somehow we care about what everyone thinks about us to some extent. Now, instead of denying that you care or you do not care, you should instead say that it is possible to have everyone like me. It is not possible to have everyone to like me, but I can learn from those who don't. It is not possible to have everyone like me, but I can learn from those who don't. So it is not possible for everyone to like you, but those that you know that they like you, why don't you learn from them? Why don't you just let those people, you know, take the greater percentage of the people that you care about? So do not say that you do not care about what anybody thinks of you. No, you do care. Deep down inside of you, you care. You care that you do not want to portray the wrong attitude to anybody. Number two of such self-limiting beliefs is that I don't want to ask for too much. I don't want to ask for too much. I don't want to be a burden to anybody. Now, this kind of comes from that old adage that says that if you don't get your hopes up, you will never be disappointed. People say this a lot, that if you do not get your hopes up, you will never be disappointed. Instead, why don't you allow your hopes to rise? And then you say to yourself, I will allow myself to dream for more. You are not asking for too much. You are not, if you want to fly, if you have a great ambition, you are not asking for too much from life. You tell yourself that I will allow myself to dream for more. Now, number three of such self-limiting beliefs is people tell themselves that you can't trust people. No. You can't trust human. Oh, it is very dangerous to trust human. Now, there is no doubt that some people, they are not worthy of your trust. There is no doubt about that. Some people are not worthy of your trust. It is true. But this shouldn't mean that you lump the entire human race together. you know, everybody, you lump them together. No, I cannot trust anybody. Do you know that if you say you cannot trust anybody, that anybody includes your parents, that anybody includes your siblings? So instead of lumping everybody together, why don't you just say that I will trust people based on their merits? You know, you have a relationship with these people. You have been relating with them over time. You must have, you must know the kind of behavior that everybody exhibits. So you can tell that, okay, this one is worth my trust and this one is not worth my trust. Instead of lumping everybody together and at the end of the day, you lose. Number four is that pursuing my dreams is selfish, especially if you are with a partner who doesn't think that you should fly. If you're with a partner who doesn't think that you should actually explore life. And then you begin to tell yourself that pursuing my dreams is selfish. You know, I can actually give up my dreams for this. I can give up my dreams for that. You were placed on this earth. You were placed on this earth for a purpose. You were placed on this planet Earth for a purpose. So who are you to limit what your dreams are? Who are you to limit what your dreams are? Instead of saying that I am pursuing my dreams is selfish, why don't you tell yourself that I can do all things? I will trust God and His timing. Instead of consoling yourself with the fact that you are being selfish because you want to give expression to your dreams, tell yourself that I can do all things and I will trust God and I will trust His timing. Now, another one of these self-limiting beliefs is that if it is meant to be, it will be. This is like the commonest. What will be, que sera, sera. What will be. This self-limiting belief, I want to tell you that it is a sneaky way of giving up. Yes, it is a sneaky and a subtle way of saying that I don't want to do this again. It is a sneaky way of giving up because it usually crops up when you don't know what else to do, when you're confused. You know, you just give it all up. You take your hands off the steering and say what will be. Now, instead of buying into this idea, instead of buying into this self-limiting belief, why don't you just ask God for the wisdom on how to proceed? Ask God when you are at that crossroad. Instead of taking your hands off the steering, instead of giving it all up, why don't you just ask God for wisdom? Why don't you just ask God for wisdom on how to proceed to the next stage of your life? Another one is that I am what I am. This is who I am. No, I cannot change for anybody. This is who I am. This is who I am. I am what I am. This self-limiting belief hints that you are allowing self-destructive behaviors and thoughts to take over you. When people begin to tell you that, oh, this, I noticed this in you, I noticed that in you. 2, 3, 4, 5 people have said the same thing to you, and you do not think that it is high time that you nipped that behavior in the bud. If you allow this belief to gain expression, to gain ground in your life, you are allowing self-destructive behaviors and thoughts to take over you. The truth is, you have complete control over your mind and your behaviors. I said this earlier. You have complete control over your mind and behaviors. So if something is self-limiting, you got to change it. If you discover that something is self-limiting, then you should know that it is high time that you changed it. Now, another one is, I'll be happy if I bought a car. I'll be happy if I got a degree. I'll be happy if I got a this. I'll be happy if I got a that. Now, this self-limiting thought, it plays a power on your circumstances. Because happiness is an inside job. So you choose to be happy. You are not happy because you have something. You are not happy because something is in your life. Happiness is a choice. You should choose to be happy. Now, another of these self-limiting thoughts is that all I want is, really, all I want is, oh please, can we just stop deceiving ourselves at this point? As if that is really all you want. Now, deep down in you, is that all that you want? Stop lying to yourself and allow yourself to dream bigger. All I want is, no girl, you want more out of life. If you got that all that you are referring to in that context, you would see that is not enough. So let's stop deceiving ourselves and allow ourselves to dream bigger. Now, the last but not the least of these self-limiting beliefs is this that Christians say often. I am a Christian, so I should have no problems. Really. I am a Christian, so I should have no problems. Jesus didn't say that we wouldn't have problems. No. In fact, he told us to expect them. He told us to expect them. He said, in this world, though, you will experience trials, you will experience tribulations, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. Instead, you tell yourself that you have no reason to fear because he has overcome. You have no reason to fear because the Lord has overcome the world. So that is that on this, some of this self-limiting. There are more. You can actually think of it as you listen to this podcast. You can actually think of some of those self-limiting beliefs that you have, you know, allowed to gain ground in your life at some point in time. So I'm going to leave us with Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. It says that be careful what you think because your thoughts run your life. Be careful what you think because your thoughts run your life. Remember, I said that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So whatever thoughts that you allow to gain expression in your life, that is what we manifest in the physical. That is what we manifest in the physical. So this is what I'm going to leave us with this morning. And I have also have this this nudge to pray with us. So just you know, bow your head wherever you are. Just say this prayer after me. Just say that, Lord Jesus, I accept your word as the final authority in my life. I ask that you take the information from the Bible and make it a revelation in my heart. Holy Spirit, bring the manifestation of God's word into my life. Let my reality rise to the level of your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Because at the end of the day, it is the word of God that is supposed to gain ground in our life. And it is the word of God that we're supposed to live our lives by. It is the word of God that we are supposed to live our life by. That is why the Bible says that none of his word will go without being fulfilled. So instead of giving grounds to those self-limiting beliefs, why don't you allow the word of God to take charge of your heart? Why don't you counter those self-limiting beliefs, those mindsets, those strongholds? Counter them with the word of God. So I'm going to leave us with this as usual, that you are the Father's daughter, you are the Father's princess, and the Father will not want you settling for less. Until I come your way next time, have a great day today. Bye-bye.
Let's say it together.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Say, there is power in the name of Jesus.
Come on.
To break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
Yeah.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Let's say it together, there is power.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
You got it.
So there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Declare and say,
to break every chain, break every chain, break every.
Now somebody lift your hands in the air right here.
said there's an arm.